Welcome to the morning show, everybody. Hope you all are having a great start to your day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. James behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got some fun stuff lined up in this hour. We're going to have some tickets to give away for Bluegrass at the Lake this hour. Be listening for that.
Nice.
It's coming up in a little bit. We'll also get into some local theater entertainment news. We've got a little bit later the most misspelled words across America. That one's going to be an interesting one, I feel like, and plenty more coming up for you. But we been having some fun this morning, changed up our intro song a little bit with Sly and the Family Stone's Everyday People, in a way to honor the passing of Sly Stone. And as a little bit of a little behind the curtain look for everybody, I was... when I was pitching new intro songs to Melissa and Seth, that was one of the songs that I had first in mind, but honestly stayed away from it in part because Sly Stone has some stuff, off the field that was a little bit noteworthy. And that certainly has to be said about the man. And nobody is perfect, and he certainly was a complicated human being that has a complicated legacy. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I don't think that, like a lot of people out there, truly understood he was a musical genius. Sly Stone was incredible. So James Brown really sets the blueprint for R&B, for rock, for so many things. And many acts that followed him took that blueprint. But they didn't do it like Brown did. Nobody could. And they had to do their own way of it, where George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic and what he was able to do with that, and Sly Stone, and just one of the more iconic people in funk music and really R&B history. Passed away at the age of 82 yesterday. The statement says that it is with profound sadness that we announce the passing of our beloved dad, Sly Stone, and Sly and the Family Stones, his children, came out with the press release. Certainly, again, a complicated human being, but somebody who was able to bring attention to a number of different things, like what took him eventually was a COPD, and bringing attention to that and talking about that with people. Certainly some of the other things that he did with his career and stuff, and just an interesting human being. Some great songs over the years. Wanted to also mention this real quick, especially as, we lose somebody, and somebody that we almost lost in Jamie Foxx. Well, he just received the Ultimate Icon Award at the BET Awards. Just a congratulations to him on a wonderful career that is still going, and we're thankful that it's still going. Jamie Foxx had some very heavy, very serious health issues over the last 2 years, and he does a show. I shouldn't say he does. I know he was doing a show. It was Shazam, where it was like basically guess that name that tune, but with like Shazam, and he was doing it with his daughter, and I just thought that was really cool. and just a fantastic actor.
Yeah,
Jamie Foxx. Today is actually looking at our day in history stuff. Today is would have been was the day that we lost Ray Charles.
Oh.
And Jamie Foxx, of course, famously winning an Oscar for playing Ray Charles. And that's probably your best example of the powerful actor that he is. But there's a movie, Ali, where Will Smith plays Muhammad Ali, and it's incredible. He does an incredible job as Muhammad Ali. But I think he's almost out-acted by Jamie Foxx in that movie. And the construction that Jamie Foxx went in to play this real-life person. He's one of those actors, man. He really, there's above and beyond, and then there's what actors like him do that is so impressive to me. And this was quite the impressive list. Forbes released their 2025 list of the country's 100 richest self-made women. These are the 16 celebrities who made the cut. And it's an interesting list. And I like the idea of the richest self-made. I think that makes it an interesting, more interesting list to me, at least.
Yes, because it wasn't handed to them.
You can go to Forbes.com to see the entire list. And as we mentioned, these are celebrities that we're talking about. But Diane Hendrickson, $22.3 billion she is worth. She is 78 years old, and I don't know much about her. I know she is the co-founder of ABC Supply. So that's where a lot of her money came from, just as an example of people that aren't celebrities on the list. But also on the list, Serena Williams with $350 million, Katy Perry at $360.
I'm pretty sure Diane Hendricks is the owner of Uline.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm.
I will double check on that, but keep going.
Reese Witherspoon at $440 million, 82nd on the list. And then an interesting tie, or at 78, Dolly Parton with $450
million. Wow.
And a little lower than I would have thought. But Dolly, not necessarily, you know, out there every day, you know, promoting and stuff. So actually, it might be really impressive that I wouldn't say she is part-timing it or anything like that. But, you know, at this point in her career, she's not, you know, touring or anything like that.
Hmm.
So, interesting. Barbra Streisand at $510 million. Celine Dion, $570. Judge Judy, Judy Sheridan, $580 million, and she is the highest paid person on daytime TV ever.
Yes, Judge Judy. Love Judge Judy.
Selena Gomez on the list, $700 million. Beyonce at $780 million. Hmm. The one and only Madonna at $850 million. Hmm. And then we're getting into the B's. Rihanna is at $1 billion. Taylor Swift at $1.6 billion, Kim Kardashian at $1.7 billion, and of course, Oprah Winfrey at $3.1
billion. Wow.
Dang. But also interesting, she's 13th on this list. So you don't have a celebrity show up on this list until the 13th.
Hmm.
It's an interesting list. I mean, I don't know what anybody. I mean, I think that you can, you know. To me, I think if I'm looking at this and know, well, these are things to inspire by, or these are things that you know, can motivate or maybe encourage or what have you. But otherwise, I just also think it's great to see this many that they can put a list like this together in 2025.
Yes, I was wrong about Diane Hendricks. It's ABC Supply that she owns.
Mm, okay. You know, I don't know what more we can necessarily. I mean, you know, I think that if you look at this list a little bit closer and you start thinking about, well, you know, the equal pay and some of those things, especially for some of these, you know, individuals who are older and certainly experienced in the workforce much more of that than maybe some of younger people. There's a lot of layers to this, I think, if you're looking into that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's interesting. You can go to Forbes.com if you want to check out the entire list. Everybody, go ahead.
It's a long list.
Wanted to talk some local theater and local events going on in our area, and I encourage you to go to wrctheater.org, get on over there, and fill out an audition sheet for On Golden Pot. No, I'm joking.
Well, that is going to be coming up before too long.
I just got a new submission yesterday, so it's, nice. I'm geeking out over these things. nobody told me that I would get so excited about this. I knew I'd enjoy it. I didn't know I was going to be this excited about doing it and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Encourage you to go over there to get your tickets for the Silver Foxes next production, a tribute to Laugh-In, directed by the great Penny Weiss. It is coming up June 12th at 2:00, then the 13th at 6:00, taking place at the Lewis Canton Studio.
You will enjoy it. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure you're going to laugh.
You know, you talk about iconic shows, especially for, you know, certain generations, like my parents' generation and that. And Laugh-In, it's right at the top of the list. I don't know about the most iconic, but it is in the top five. There was nothing like it on TV. And interestingly enough, Melissa, there's been nothing like it since. There's still to this day, I don't think is anything that really even comes close to that, to that show and what they did on that show. It's a really it was a really interesting and groundbreaking show where a lot of people got their breaks. You know, I always think of Goldie Hawn right away because she's one of my favorite people, but lots of other people got a break. I think the Smothers Brothers might have gotten their break, or maybe they had already been established at that point, but a lot of them. A lot of different ones there, yeah. And a really interesting just show, and they're going to put on a great one for you, everybody.
Yeah, I've already. If you don't follow any of them on Facebook or the theater, I know Penny's been posting pictures of their rehearsals and things. It looks funny, and also I might be a little biased about their background because they're using the two wings from Noises Off as part of their background. So it's like, oh, I recognize those.
I may be using one of your prop pieces from Noises Off, too. Talking to Gretchen and Beth about it. There might be it was actually kind of funny because there were some pieces that they wanted to hang on to, but they're like, oh, I don't know when we'll ever use these. And then I show up 2 days later, like, I want to do this. I want a house. I want to and all this. That's great. Nice. And continuing with our local community theater here in town, they got a youth theater production coming up at Lunch by the River.
That's right. That's also not very far away.
Snow White and the Seven Endings going to be performing June 19th over at Lunch by the River. We'll have a promise in a little bit later for Rapids Report talking to our chamber about Lunch by the River and so many other great summer events coming up. A amazing cast with some great kids involved in this one. There is no such thing as bad kids theater. It's all great. You're going to see a wonderful show here. Shout out to Tracy Wells and all the parents getting their kids to the theater for rehearsals and everything. They're gonna have a lot of fun with this one, and you are too, everybody. Get on down to Lunch by the River as much as you can this summer. And especially on the 19th, when you'll be able to take in Snow White and the Seven Endings, the Diversity Youth Production. They got some other great youth productions coming up throughout the year as well, throughout the summer, I should say. Later on this month, Dare to Dream, the 2025 youth musical, directed by Gretchen.
On the 21st, right?
19th through the 21st.
Okay.
And then West Side Story will be coming up, the teen musical. That'll be in July. And then the Brothers Grimm Speculathon, I want to get that right, is coming up in August. So there's just a ton of great theater all summer long, every month this summer.
And it's a great opportunity for kids to get involved, make friends for life through the theater programs. I know all the kids I know that are involved, they absolutely love it.
Yeah, really. I think one of the things that that I've been really surprised to hear, and I think has been really fun, whether it's Seth or Laura's kids or anybody that have been doing it, they talk about, I met these new people and stuff. And I think with social media nowadays, they met everybody, but that's not the case. You know, they're still learning and meeting new people from other schools and stuff. And there's so many other fun things. The confidence it builds in kids, the speaking in front of people skills, the reps they get from it. I don't know that there is a downside to having your child involved with the local theater.
Agreed.
And there is no downside to Bluegrass at the Lake. It is almost impossible to not have a great time. We had Seth and I had Carolyn in this morning on the Sunrise Show. Shout out to her for joining us. It was a lot of fun. Carolyn's been joining us on our shows here for years. From the first early days of Bluegrass at the Lake. I take some personal humble pride and joy in this event and how popular and how big it has gotten over the years. And we're excited about it. Bluegrass at the Lake kicking off this Thursday. It'll be going on this Thursday with Southbound and A Taste of Bluegrass. The Silas Powell Band going to sit in with them on that. We were talking with Brian about it the other day. And then Friday, going to have some great shows for you as well as on Saturday. The music is incredible with some great artists. There's also a bunch of other great things going on at the event. You're going to have some raffles just raffles like you've never heard of before. Just incredible raffles that are involved with this. They got a section, Touch a Truck, going to be there as well. They'll have that going on with the festival. And of course, you've got that beautiful Red Sands at Lake Wazeecha area, that atmosphere, that backdrop that's so perfect.
Fun for the whole family.
It is a real family event. It really is. Now, you and your friends can go down there and have just as good of a time, but I encourage you, all families, to head on down to this event. It's an incredible fundraising effort, too. And you can learn more about that and get your tickets at bluegrassatthelake.com if you like. And along with all of this, we're going to be down there.
Yeah, that's right. Laura's going to be down there on Saturday.
Yeah, we're so excited about that. Shout out to Laura and our team that is going to make that happen. That's going to be very exciting. We'll give you more details on that as we go along. So much going on with this one. Melissa, I think that it's almost cruel of us, though, to tease all of this and not offer tickets.
Okay.
It feels...
I mean, I agree with you.
It just feels wrong. So let's do it. Let's go ahead and give away some tickets. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Go ahead and let us know if you've attended Bluegrass at the Lake, one of your favorite things about it, or if you haven't attended it before, what is something you're looking forward to?
Yeah, awesome. Give any questions.
Hit us up with that. We'll get you some tickets to Bluegrass at the Lake. A big thank you to Carolyn for giving us those to get to you out there. We appreciate everybody that's involved with this one. A big special shout out to all the volunteers, all the businesses, sponsors, everybody that helps make this wonderful event happen.
Yes, thank you so much.
Get to bluegrassatthelake.com, everybody, and check out more information there. And Melissa and I will be back with more fun coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate the company, everybody. I got a fun one here, Melissa. I think this is a real good summer topic right here. The okay. best smells. What are the best smells?
Yes.
Different times of year, I think, bring out different things when you bring up this question, I imagine. Earlier this week, people were talking about nostalgic sounds, and now we've moved on to smells. okay. So I think both are interesting lists. I've got one that we, what's a sound from childhood that your younger generations will never hear? We got into that right. the other day. That I keep thinking about the floppy disk and connecting to the internet sounds, things like that. So there's a new ranking of the best smells in the world, and more than 13,000 people weighed in from around the world on this one. So actually from around the world, that's not actually that big of a number. But they're not in any particular order, so just going to kind of go through the list here, and I won't get through all of them, of course, but, you know, going through most of them. Like freshly baked bread.
Yes. That's the best. Well, it is one of the best.
I don't know if there's anything that makes me hungrier than that smell. Oh, man. How about after it rains? We can experience that right now.
Or right before it's going to
rain.
Right
before, yes. Yeah. I don't know which one I like more.
The smell of rain coming.
Yeah. Cold mountain air.
Not something we experience here, but okay.
I've only gotten experience a little bit, but there really is something different about it. It literally, like, you feel it in your lungs, like, difference. Yes. Yeah. It's incredible.
That's called altitude.
Yeah. Science! Cookies fresh from the oven.
Oh, yes, fresh cookies.
Nothing like it. Even if you're not hungry, it smells good.
Yes, of course. There's always room for cookies, James.
Yeah, it's very true. It's a factual point by you, yes. Sea breeze.
Most of the time, yes.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I got a little hesitant on that one, too. Yeah. It's like, well, for the most part, sure. But I don't know.
But it's fresh. And not, that's fresh. It's got to be the right fresh.
That's a tough one I learned on Lake Camelot as a kid. I was so excited every morning, get outside and have that lake air and all that. And then there's those days where, oh, no, that's not a good smell. That's not. Cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah.
So cinnamon rolls and then chocolate chip cookies. Now, I think they're just trying to fill out the list
to
make 20.
To make you hungry.
Yeah, that too.
But there's a big difference between freshly baked cookies and cinnamon rolls because yeast. There's no yeast in cookies, so cinnamon rolls is more like a combination of bread and sweet.
These next two, it depends on the moment, but for the most part, they don't really hit me very well. In fact, they can kind of give me a headache sometimes. Vanilla and lavender. They're both nice smells,
reason, they're both very strong.
Especially pure vanilla or any, I don't know what it is, but
like fake vanilla smells, like a candle or a perfume and not that that's fake necessarily, but it's not like vanilla bean or vanilla extract smell.
Yeah.
They can be overwhelming.
My dad has got, like, last 5 years gotten really into white chocolate, and even the smell of it gets me sometimes. I don't know why. I have no idea why. I never used to do that, but or maybe it
because
didn't. I just
white
didn't.
White chocolate is just wrong.
It kind of is. In my book, yeah, I'm with you.
Sorry, Dad.
Yep, sorry.
That's just the way it is.
Clothes fresh out of the dryer. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the warmth.
Warmth. Even in the summer, that feels nice.
Mm-hmm.
A real Christmas tree.
Yeah. The smell of pine. I really like the smell of pine.
Piggybacking on that, I think wood. Especially if you've chopped wood or the...
Or cedar wood.
Yeah, it smells amazing. Oh, how about burning wood? Like all those count. Mm-hmm. Citrus. One of my favorite smells.
Yeah, citrus is a good smell.
Just drinking it, smelling it, I'm a fan. cinnamon.
Okay, cinnamon.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
We had cinnamon rolls earlier.
Yeah. I think they're trying to fill out the list here a little bit. Just splitting the atom here a little bit here and there.
Cinnamon.
Apple pie, specifically apple pie, not just pie, but apple pie.
Yeah, apple pie has its own definite smell.
Lilacs.
My favorite.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Favorite.
I didn't know that. Oh, okay, right. Yeah. Good to know. Yep. I like lilacs too. It's a good smell. Jasmine, kind of piggybacking. Kind
also
of
like jasmine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there is mint. I know what it tastes like. I guess I don't. Off the top of my head, I don't know. I'm sure I could probably recognize it, but I wouldn't know that I could pick it out of a lineup. You know, I don't know.
Well, you probably could, and there's a lot of different kinds of mint, like a mint plant. But I don't know that I necessarily love the smell of mint. That's not what I gravitate toward. I am much more like fresh rain. Fresh cut grass. How is that not on the list?
Yeah, that's a crime. That's wrong. That should definitely be on there. Love that smell. Love that smell.
Yes.
Especially because it usually means I'm done mowing. freshly popped popcorn showed up on the list.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good smell.
Bacon frying. Bacon.
But that lingers in the air for days.
It can be a little bit, yeah. A new car. Okay. Now, here's one on the list. Okay, permanent markers.
They're okay.
Another one on the list here, and actually way higher than I think it should have been, gasoline. Maybe the smell I hate the most in this world. And I got nothing against gasoline. Thank you, gasoline. We use you all the time. We appreciate the dinosaurs.
But there's a difference between like that first like just little whiff of it.
Yeah.
And then, like, the smell of it on your hands or your clothes, if you spill some.
Yes.
That's the gross part. And like, just that initial little whiff as you're starting to fill your gas tank, that's okay. Just like the initial smell of a cigarette lighting up is also okay. But after that in split second, then no.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think, mowing lawns so much growing up and everything, and old mowers, and trying to, get the gasoline into the mower and spilling it, of course, as I would, or anything like that. I don't know if it comes from that, but that smell, yeah, can't do it.
Oh, yeah, the smell of gasoline on your clothes or your hands is just awful. Yeah.
And my, I would say top three favorite smells of all time for me, fresh ground coffee. I would drive everybody crazy if they ever turned that into a cologne. I would just spraying it on my wrist. Just
the problem is you become nose blind to it, James.
Yeah. That's something I've never really run into, but that's a good thing to mention because I would overdo it with something like that.
Because you can't smell it anymore. If you can smell your own perfume or your cologne after the first hour that you've been wearing it, you're wearing too much.
Huh. I've never heard that. Interesting. I'm going to think of that one. That's really interesting to me. Just the science in that and all that.
Nose blind. Look it up.
Right. Well, I was just thinking how when you walk into you go into your own house a million times and there's no smell, but if somebody has never been there before walks in and they're like, oh, everybody, so many houses, the majority of houses, I think, have a certain smell to them.
Right.
I'm not saying that's good or bad.
The scent of your house. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a normal thing.
It's really interesting. I got it. Now you just sent me. You just bookmarked a rabbit hole for me, Melissa.
Well, think about the people who, like, for instance, Wisconsin Rapids, when the paper mill was mm-hmm. functioning, you get used to the smell. You become blind to it, nose blind.
When I was little and we were living in the Coosa, and my sister and I, we thought we'd never get used to it. Like, 2 weeks later, we're like, what smell? Well, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you don't even notice it. Mm.
We will get to our news, sports, and a partner break when we come back. We got the most misspelled words across America coming up.
Oh, good.
On the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. Melissa and James hanging out with you. And I'm going to warn everybody, we're going to get into some spelling now.
Grab your dictionaries.
Yeah. It might be a little early for that. The Scripps National Spelling Bee wrapped up a little while ago, and I wonder, do they do it early in the morning or in mid-afternoon or at night? Because I feel like doing it early in the morning is just mean, but maybe kids are better at that. I don't know.
Well, your brains are most awake in the morning, I think.
Once you get going. The winner of this year's, for those that did not hear, was 13-year-old Fazian Zaki out of Plano, Texas. He correctly pronounced or spelled Eclaircissimen. It is you can look it up, everybody, if you want.
What does it even mean?
It is a clearing. It is a clearing up of something obscure.
Wow.
That is what that means. And I looked it up mainly just to see, is it a real word? Are they just making things up? Are they just making it tough for all these kids? I don't know. Those brilliant kids would be embarrassed by this next story. The website Word Unscrambler looked at internet search data to put out a list of the most problematic words for Americans to spell. Words that were associated with phrases like how do you spell or how to spell was where they got the list. Mm-hmm. So here are America's 10 most misspelled words. And again, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. I definitely added to the data of this list. I am a horrible speller. Let's see. I don't know if they're in a particular order or not, Melissa, but I'm just going to go ahead. Number one, definitely.
Oh, I struggle so hard with that word, and I don't know why.
It's the itly. It's the end of it that gets me.
No, it's the middle that gets me.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Separate.
Are you sure?
It is separate. I'm sorry.
Separate is another one that's really easily misspelled because it could be an E, it could be an A. I always get it wrong.
Spelling and reading can be difficult already, but when you have dyslexia, man, is it difficult. It's really messed up, man. It's really messed up. Necessary.
Yep.
Mm, yeah.
Another with the, because it has double C's and double S's. Mm. But which ones?
Right. Believe.
Yes. I before E.
That I before E, that lesson right there. Through. I think that's a tough one. Through.
Yeah.
Through. Yeah.
See, thorough is actually harder for me to spell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's so rough.
Do you ever, especially I do this in text, but it's text or email or anything like that, do you completely change the word you were going to use because you're not confident about the spelling?
I go to Google and say, how do you spell said word?
I've had this happen a bunch, especially, you know, the rise of texting and everything. When spell check doesn't even get the word right, like it doesn't even know what I'm trying to do, I just move on.
And really often in texting, even if you're trying to, you know, a word that you're trying to spell and you're close, it won't get it. But if you go into Google and put it in there or your search engine, and spell whatever word. It'll get it quicker than your spell check will on your phone.
Gorgeous. Yeah, the OU at the end.
I guess I don't have trouble with that one.
That one's been a tough one for me. Neighbor. That's
no.
Business. Business is a tough one. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
I guess that one, honestly, that's the first one on the list that I don't have a trouble with. But maybe, you know, we're seeing a lot of double letters in these and where you
double
might not think of.
Or where it sounds like it could be one vowel, but it's a different vowel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Darn English.
Mm. Favorite? Favorite, it can be a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
And restaurant. Restaurant.
That's another one that is hard.
That's a tough one. Yep. Yeah.
It's that AU in the middle.
Yeah, it just throws you. Mm-hmm. They also came up with the most challenging word for each state to spell. And there are some amusing ones out there. We probably won't go through all 50, but let's see how many we can get in. Like Alabama, different.
Different.
Alaska, mm-hmm. tomorrow. Oh, that's a good one. Arizona, people.
People.
Arkansas, quesadilla. Yeah, no problem there. Yeah, completely hear you, Arkansas. Uh-huh. Yeah, completely get that one. California, appreciation.
Oh.
I could see it. Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah.
Colorado, sergeant.
Yeah, that one can be tough.
That's tricky. That is a tricky one. Yeah.
It's got that EA in it.
Yeah. Let's see.
Sounds like S-E-R, but I think it's S-A-R.
S-E-R. It is S-E-R.
It's yeah, E-R-C. Yeah, that's, yeah. Did you get it mixed up?
I only know that because it's in front of me, though. I'm cheating. I have it right in front of me.
Well, you should. You're reading it.
Connecticut.
Hard otherwise.
Right. Connecticut schedule.
Okay.
Have you ever...
It's the L-E or the E-L at the end. I think that's with, like, people would be that one, too.
I worked with a young lady at one of the hotels I worked at, and she used to say schedule or something schedule? Like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That just...
it's very European.
Yeah, I didn't like it that much, but our guests hated it. There was a lady who basically wouldn't leave the front desk until this woman would just say schedule. Like, it was funny. I was sitting back eating my popcorn watching.
I had a boss that used to say warsh.
Oh, man.
Instead of wash.
Oh, wow.
I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, that's good.
It doesn't bother me, but I just think it's kind of quaint.
Yeah. Delaware, beautiful.
Really?
I've never, like, that one is one of the easier words to spell for me, and that's really, there's not many of those.
Unless there's a question of having one L or two L's at the end.
Hmm. Florida, compliment. And I don't know why, but I find that funny. Georgia, necessary.
Yes, another one of those double consonants.
For Hawaii, lua, L-U-A-U. Of all the
luau,
luau, yeah, luau, luau, yeah, lu, luau, L-U-A-U, luau.
No, L-U-A-U, yeah, luau.
That's not what I would have expected.
Well, a lot of the, like, because there's so, Hawaiian words have so many vowels in them, and you have to pronounce all of them.
That's interesting. Huh. Okay. I never thought of it like that. Oh.
At least that's what the conclusion I came to when I was visiting.
I can see off the top of my head, I see what you're saying, yeah. I've been around and the language a bit and everything, and that makes sense. Idaho, definitely. Illinois, congratulations. Now, that's understandable. We don't have a lot of opportunities to say that word in Illinois, so I think that's understandable.
Everybody just shortens it to congrats.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yes. Indiana, taught. There's a joke there, but I don't know it.
AU, not OU.
Yeah. Iowa, through.
See, there's that one again. Yeah.
Kansas, different.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's a joke there. I just can't think of it. Kentucky, people.
People. I don't know why they have trouble with that one.
Louisiana also had through. Maine had pneumonia. That's probably one of the tougher ones I've seen on this list.
Yeah. Because it starts with a P.
Yep.
Pneumonia starts with a P. What?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Just to mess with us. That's what it is. I think the only reason I know how to spell that one now is because I misspelled it so much that, you know, it just sticks in your head after a while.
Right.
Maryland, character. A sneaky tough one, I think. Massachusetts, beautiful. Michigan, scratch. Huh. That's okay. Minnesota, successful. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of jokes right there.
Double consonants there. Good thing Seth's not here.
Yeah. The Minnesota Vikings. Mississippi, beautiful. Missouri, temperature. Ooh. Temperature could be. I bet that. I don't know. Yeah. I could see that.
Because we say temperature, but it's temperature.
Mm-hmm. Montana, appreciate. Nebraska, beautiful. Nevada, school.
Okay.
Moving on. New Hampshire, protective. New Jersey, congratulations. New Mexico, appreciate. New York, different. Which is very odd. I would think that one would be. North Carolina, secret.
Secret. I have trouble with that word sometimes.
I could see it. Mm-hmm. North Dakota, daughter. Ohio, Crockett.
Crockett?
Yeah, C-R-O-C-H-E-T, Crockett. Or crotchet. Or,
Whatever the word is, they can't spell it. Yeah. We can't say it. Yep. So moving on.
We're with you, Ohio. Oklahoma, patience.
Patience, yes.
Oregon had business. Pennsylvania had scissors. I could see that.
Double consonants.
Rhode Island with canceled.
Now, see, that one's debatable because now they say you don't need two L's in canceled.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Huh.
It's proper both ways, one L or two L's.
Interesting.
I disagree.
Yeah, I do too, and I had not heard of that. Huh. Let's see. We're going to get through all 50 here. South Carolina with people. South Dakota with beautiful. Tennessee, broccoli.
Broccoli.
Texas.
Double consonants.
Texas with protect. Okay. Utah, definitely.
Again. That word is my nemesis.
I'm not sure, but I think that Vermont cheated. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Really?
Yeah, that I don't feel like that should count. Like, everybody would have that one. Everybody. I don't know.
Unless they had to sing it in Mary Poppins and they remember the song.
Yeah. Virginia, people.
What?
Washington, appreciation. West Virginia, beautiful. Wyoming, beautiful. And then, of course, Wisconsin. What was it? Is the toughest word to spell in Wisconsin? Different.
Different.
I wouldn't have expected that. That is interesting.
You know what I think we should do, James, is take all of these words and turn them into a poem.
Yes.
The most difficult poem to spell in the United States.
I love that idea. It's like our own Mad Libs that we're
making.
Yes,
it's our own challenge. Yeah. Let's do it.
It's on. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Be on the lookout for that, everybody.
It's titled Different Beautiful People.
Different Beautiful People. I am writing that down. I like it so much. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, wrap up the show with some great local events, wonderful things going on in our area, and some good stories of the day coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Oh, that was fun. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James here to take you to the top of the hour and wrap up another great morning show. Thanks so much to everybody for joining us. Been a lot of fun today. Taking a look at our schedule, we got a jam-packed day lined up for you. Be sure to join us for the Rapids Report. It is streaming exclusively at WFHR.com at 2 o'clock today. Be sure to head on over there. Get ready to check out our interview with Promises Brocken from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promises will be joining us.
Get some updates from the Chamber.
Yeah, get you ready for lunch by the river and plenty of other great things. It's a busy summer with the Chamber. And in part two, Realty Radio with David Farnborough.
Nice. Looking for what's happening in the real estate market.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. That is always a fun conversation. Got Rafter baseball on the radio dial tonight. Rafter's back-to-back wins, I believe, for the first time this season coming off of that. This road trip's treating us good.
Hey.
Rafters will be in Lakeshore again tonight, 6:20, looking to keep that theme going, that energy going with these wins. Keep it going, boys.
Bringing them home.
Looking forward to that and more Rafter baseball throughout the whole week, everybody. We'll get into that throughout the week. Also, just another quick reminder, Bluegrass at the Lake coming up. We're looking forward to this one. It kicks off this Thursday. Food sales and everything will be going on from 6 to 9:30. They're going to have raffles, merch, 50-50 drawing. thing. And of course, the Touch a Truck. They're going to have the St. John's Pie Ladies there. And the music. Oh, the music, everybody.
So much awesome music.
Go to bluegrassatthelake.com to find out more information and be listening all week long. We're going to be giving away tickets to Bluegrass at the Lake.
Nice.
And we will be there live and direct broadcasting on Saturday.
We will indeed.
105.5 WIRI's Laura will be down there broadcasting. It's going to be a fun one. We're looking forward to that.
Awesome.
Make plans, everybody, and especially if you happen to know any individuals like this, let them know. American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin is back at it tomorrow morning.
Oh, great.
7:30 to 9:30, they'll be doing this over at Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. And again, spread the word to any individuals like that that you know that could really, you know, enjoy this.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to just get together and hang out and have some good conversations.
American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin going on tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church. Check that out. Also, wanted to remind everybody that the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, WISD, will be hosting a construction information meeting regarding Project WIS 73 from Industrial Street to WIS 186 in Wood County. The meeting is scheduled for this Thursday at 5 at the Wisconsin Rapids City Hall at 444 Grand Avenue. This and you know, especially this one, I think this is important. But teach your own. I think as many people that can should attend this one.
Yeah, especially if you live along that stretch and you want to have some input on the project, and now's the time.
Again, that scheduled meeting with the department, with WISDOT, is hosting a construction information meeting that'll be going on this Thursday at 5 o'clock at the Wisconsin Rapids City Hall. And it's that time of year again. The Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market is back open.
Hey, hey.
Over at 221st Avenue South, right here in Rapids, along the beautiful Wisconsin River. It is opening on the 12th, this Thursday, and it'll be going until October.
Nice.
Every Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 1, you have an opportunity to have some fun. There's all kinds of cool things going on at these, while also, of course, supporting our local ag industry, our vendors, so many people that get a chance to really live from those events.
And there's often food trucks there, so you can get food to eat and food to take home.
Check that out. And, of course, Lunch by the River is up and running. We had our first one last week. Got the second one coming up this Thursday.
Nice.
Rapids School of Performing Arts going to be down there. That's going to be fun. And, of course, you got some great food, great atmosphere. Lunch by the River going 11:30 to 1 o'clock over at a legendary Veterans Memorial Park. Check that out, everybody. Again, Promise and I will probably talk more about that a little bit later.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Bring cash, just in case. Some vendors don't accept cards.
Always appreciate you mentioning that, because it's one of those ones I forget that every time.
Well,
we don't carry
cash with us very much anymore, unless you know you need it, so...
Help the United Way and Adams Counties fight the summer slide by attending the 14th annual Great Book Giveaway going on. It is going on till the 17th. Volunteers are reading to children at each location for approximately half an hour. Afterwards, each kid gets to grab a free book.
Nice.
All children and youth from ages birth to 12, parents, grandparents, caregivers, and daycare providers are invited to attend these free events. They kicked this off with the Think Academy on Monday, and today they had just about a half an hour ago, they were over at in Nakusa, and then they were in. They're going to be at McMillan tomorrow at 10:30. So they'll be here in Rapids at 10:30 tomorrow. And tomorrow at 1:30, they'll be over at the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo. Meet me there, everybody. I'll be over there.
Oh, you're going to be there reading to the kids. That's great.
I think this is my fifth year doing this, maybe. I'm not sure.
Do you know what book you're reading yet?
No, I like to grab one just on the counter.
Okay. Are you going to do voices?
I do. I do voices. I can't help myself. I do. I do know the first year I did it, I grabbed Where the Wild Things Are. That was that. But that's just kind of a throwback for me. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll continue after the visit to the zoo this Thursday on the 12th. They'll be at Ed Hewer Elementary in Port Edwards at 10:30. Friday, they'll be at the Adams County Library at 10:30, and then at 1:30 at the Lester Public Library of Rome.
Nice.
Next Monday, they'll be at the Southland County YMCA at 10:30, and everything will wrap up on Tuesday, June 17th, at the Lester Public Library of Vesper at 12:30. And don't worry, rain or shine, this event will go on, everybody. They've got backup locations in mind. If you want to find out more about that or the diaper drive that is going on until Father's Day, go to uwswac.org. Be sure to find out more there. I got to send this to every once in a while. My daughter Isabel is listening to the show here. So Izzy, get ready for a text from me with this story. Two cows in Canada tied the knot on Friday.
A cow story.
The owners of a miniature Highland cow didn't want her to be lonely and went looking for a mate, so it was an arranged marriage. You know, that's no judgment. They did a full ceremony with the bells and whistles. Highland cows come from Scotland, so the groom wore a kilt.
Oh, that is too. And did they hand fast or hoof fast?
Oh, good question. Canada's CTV News did a pun filled story on it with phrases like holy macaroni and all that stuff. And instead of I do, they said I moo. The pictures are even better though.
Yeah, I bet.
There are some really good pictures to go along with this one. Check that out, everybody.
And these are mini cows, right?
Yes, yeah, they're mini cows.
Little ones, that's so cute.
Great show today, Melissa.
You too, James.
Have a good day out there, everybody. Be good to each other.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.